You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Look, you had a beautiful day today, but that just makes things worse on the roads. And, I don't know what to tell you, because now you're seeing everything that's out there. And you know what I'm talking about, you people driving a car or any kind of vehicle, resulting in broken ball joints and tie rods when you hit those things, front wheels out of alignment, and so on. If you're one of the many that have fallen victim to this crater season we're into, pothole, etc., extraordinaire, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer inspections and guarantee the lowest price in town, and you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Expert Car Care, that's with an X, X-P-E-R-T, Mike and his crew, services everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And there's a couple of cats, if you mention that, I'm telling you, this is going to be good for you.
You mean if you say Parker the Man?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. And you know what? You will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but you'll also get a free front wheel alignment if needed.
You hear that? Say Parker the Man, free oil change, and the alignment. That's over $100 in savings passed on to you by saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. You can find them. You can get there. Make sure you do. Expert Car Care is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
I told you. Now go into the sports.
All right, you're looking at me. I'm sorry. I can't remember. All right, now it's time for a sports wrap with the man, Mark Wilson. It's sponsored by.
Wait, you can see his face.
I know. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
All right, opening day 2014 is in the books at Comerica. Tigers are winners 4-3. What? They won? Yes, they won. Maybe you saw it was 3-1. You left or something. You did coming crazy. But, Alex? Well, some people had to work. It wasn't a holiday for everybody. Alex Gonzalez, 7th career walk-off hit, an RBI single of the night. The newest Tiger makes it happen today. Tyler Collins, another of the new Tigers, he scored in that one. Casey got all three in the 4th off Justin Verlander. Salvador Perez, 4-for-4 in an RBI. He is something else. He was already the Gold Glove winner for Kansas City last year. V-Mart, first homer of 2014. Gonzalez and Castellanos both with a couple of hits each. Joe Nathan got the win. Wade Davis takes the loss. Tigers and Royals will do it again Wednesday. They are off tomorrow. NBA at the Palace tonight. Just about to get crack-a-lackin'. Pistons and the Milwaukee Bucks. I heard 6 people might show up at the Palace. After that horrible Philadelphia 76er thing. 25-point loss, so the Sixers didn't break the all-time record for futility. That was on Saturday. Wings off till Wednesday when they host Boston. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man presented by Sporty Cuts. Other baseball openers, American League. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 2-1 in Baltimore. Nelson Cruz with a homer in his O's debut made the difference. White Sox over the Twins in Chicago 5-3. Alejandro Diaz with 2 homers. Chris Sale strikes out 8. Tampa over Toronto, 9-2. David Price's first win of the season, obviously. 2 others start after 10 out west. National League, the Pirates. It was a no-scoring game. 0-0-0-0-0 until the 10th when Neil Walker hit a walk-off homer for Pittsburgh. They beat the Cubs 1-0 in 10. Nationals in 10 beat the Mets 9-7. Washington got 4 runs in the 10th. Curtis Granderson, 0-for-5 in his Mets debut. Brewers shut out the Braves 2-0. A-Ram, a 2-run double in the fourth inning. Cardinals over the Reds 1-0. Adam Wainwright and 4 others combined on a 3-hitter of Cincinnati. And the Rockies Marlins just getting started in Miami. No score in that game. 1 interleague opener. Philadelphia beat the Rangers in Texas 14-10. Jimmy Rollins a grand slam. So much for sitting him down, Ryan Sandberg. And Prince Fielder 1-for-5 in his Texas debut. No RBIs and did score a run. Couple of games just getting started in the NHL and the NBA. Ditto. Wizards over the Bobcats, 16-15 in the first. Spurs lead the Pacers, 22-15 in the first. And a bunch of others will get going in about 20 minutes from now. That is your sports wrap, brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Make it happen at Sporty Cuts. Here we are at 20 minutes to 8. The number 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Back on the Fan. And, of course, live web streaming at parkerandtheman.com.
And also, we will talk about what happened on Sunday with Michigan State and Michigan.
Did they play?
I figured you'd forget about all that.
I
know you got your feelings hurt. But anyway.
Dude, my feelings were hurt.
We'll get into
that.
I
couldn't believe. I went on a couple of national shows, too, and a guy forced me into picking the Spartans. I said, I really don't want to. And he forced me into it. I'm not going to mention any names, Rob Bushka. But he forced me into doing that. And I didn't want to do that because I remember I said State would be out in the second round. But, okay, I did it. Now I feel foolish. I feel pound foolish and penny wise or whatever, however that goes. But there's your Tigers, 2014 to start, 1-0.
But I'm going to say this. People are happy, Mark. There's nothing better. Opening day, great weather. We've had a terrible winter. We have opening day, sunshiny, sellout crowd, biggest crowd ever in the 15-year history of Comerica Park. Gonzalez has a game-winning bottom of the ninth. I mean, Mark, you can't ask for anything
else.
Couldn't
ask for it better.
Right?
Really
good. But the thing I'm asking is, the team did seem it's a different feel to it, and I'm telling you, when it was 3-1 and Shields was cruising along, it felt like, where's
this
it coming
how it's
from?
Be?
Where's
right,
it coming
right.
from? Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
And it came from somewhere we didn't expect.
Well, look, you had, as I said before, we did this, we did that, we did this. Ian Kinsler and Torrey Hunter did nothing today except drop a fly ball between them. They went 0-for-4 each. Miguel Cabrera had a double. That was that 1-for-11, the top three in your lineup. You know, the others came from the bottom of the group, you know, and then parted with V-Mart in the middle. But Rajai Davis, we don't know how good. Andy Dirks ain't coming back anytime soon, and even if he did, who was waiting for Andy Dirks to roll
right.
it out? You know, I mean, so you have to wonder, did they do enough in the postseason, in the postseason from last year, in the offseason, the hot stove league, to tell you that what you saw today. It can't be like this all year because you're not going to win a majority of these games. I mean, that's not baseball. Especially that vaunted Kansas City bullpen. Greg Holland probably didn't get beat like this once last year. This is probably a first for him. I'm not so sure he ever.
Well, he didn't lose the game, but you know what I mean.
No, but, you know, normally he is lights out.
Right.
Lights out. That guy's as good as it gets.
It's the opener. You know what I mean? You're right, Mark. I mean, to do it against Holland, to get the hit against him, even though who was it? Davis.
Rajai?
No, for Kansas City.
Oh, Wade Davis.
Wade Davis is what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. Wade Davis was the one who put the people on, you know what I mean, to
well,
set
and
it all up.
Part of the reason Wade Davis is even in the bullpen is because he did that as a starter.
He walked everybody, right? He just has issues with throwing strikes.
Now, look, Mario and Rod and the guys on TV and whatnot, everybody didn't – it's not, again, not a mystery – you know, the guy they're missing, Kansas City, and that's why I kind of looked at you a little weird because your pick, and you saw it on Channel 4 if you watched Rob on Sports Final last night, he's picking that team at Comerica, not the one in the white uniform, the one in the blue, to be in the World Series, not just win the American League Central, but to be the partner for the Los Angeles Dodgers in World Series
action.
It's out
there. You know, it's an out-there pick. It's out there.
But the one thing that bothers me is that Luke Hochschaver, who pitched 70 games and, again, was kind of the anchor leg to that bullpen, is not around this year. He ain't going to be seen. So Hochschaver's out. I'm not so – and here's the other thing about Kansas City, and I'm not going to dwell – it's not a Kansas City thing. But no offense. Yeah, maybe offense. Ned Yost and Dale Swaim – the brain trust of the Kansas City Royals,
yeah, but
with cheese. You got a couple of real big-time you-know-whats, especially Swaim, who failed miserably in Chicago with the Cubs as a manager.
You got to remember, though, last year, I think sometimes you forget, they had a terrible May, and, Mark, they were into
it. Yeah,
they
were 8-20, I think.
Yeah, they were terrible, and they still were into it.
No, nobody in the American League won more games in the second half than the Kansas City Royals with cheese.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
43 of them.
It's not like they had a terrible May. They should have fallen out of it big time, and they were able to bounce back.
I think they had one more win than Cleveland had in the second half.
Right?
Yeah. So
they were the real deal. So I think they have a real shot at it. We'll see what happens. It's early. But anyway, the Tigers, it's just a different feel. Doesn't feel like the same team. When you have a completely different infield, Mark, than you had the year. Remember, they went to the ALCS last year. They lost to the Red Sox, and now you come back, and it's nothing that you remember. You didn't see that last
year. I'm assuming that it's the first time in baseball history that a team went to the ALCS and completely changed their infield. I can't imagine another team ever did that.
Totally agree.
Not that, and of course, well, obviously Cabrera is still in the infield, but a different position. But to go from what you had and to move Cabrera to first, and all of a sudden out of the blue, Ian Kinsler, out of the blue, Alex Gonzalez, out of the blue, rookie at third base of all things.
But did it feel good? I'm just curious. And the other thing, too, today, Mark, which was big, is the metal detectors were, right? First time, people were going through metal detectors. Did you get delayed? Was it a mess? Did people know what they were doing? Did people go early?
You see who got stopped and couldn't go in the ballpark?
No, I didn't. I mean, I was in
Scotty
the ballpark.
Bowman with that plate in his head.
Oh, stop. Listen to you. What, the blue plate special?
Oh, he's got that plate, remember, that Mark Crawford used to make fun of? Because Scotty got the thing, and he's got, like, a metal plate in his head. Mark Crawford, he was talking about the metal plate in Scotty Bowman's head. I always thought
What'd
that was
say?
How was that again? That's an all-timer, dude. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know. That's you.
That's
and the late great.
And me and William Clay Ford Sr.
That's a great. There you go. It's back.
I used to have so much fun with that guy. You know, he got such a battery. He, dude, I can never tell people that stuff.
Funny.
It's fun. How was that again there, Gary? I want to hear.
That was very good. Very good.
We don't mean to have a laugh track, but we have one because we're honoring the late, great William Clay Ford Sr.
We'll keep his voice alive.
That's how we keep Ford Sr. alive.
Exactly.
Here.
It's all good.
248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Tigers opening day. Rob thinks there's not a feel. There was a feel today that didn't seem right.
It's the reason, Mark, that I picked them not to win the division. Do people really think I'm crazy with that, or
I'm not picking with the division either, fella.
I know, but
I got the Cleveland Indians on
but
top.
Other people.
But we both have them in the postseason.
Right, we both picked them. But you know what, Mark? I looked today
still on playoff bound.
On Fox Sports website, Ken Rosenthal doesn't even have them making the playoffs. So all these moves, it's
not
amazing.
Shocked by it.
There's a lot of people, and you know what? I'm not the only one who picked Kansas City, and a lot of people have picked other teams other than the Tigers in the Central. And are we too close to
it? Well, everybody but the two. I suppose someone could try the White Sox, but Minnesota's terrible.
No. White Sox and Minnesota. I can't. It's really those three teams.
The White Sox.
No, I'm not buying. I don't care if they even want
to. Robin Ventura came back for a third year. I'm not sure why, but he thinks there's something happening.
Probably
there.
For the scratch.
Well, but Ventura didn't want to. But Paulie Kay came back, and Konerko thinks there's something happening in Chicago. I maybe just baseball speak, but wait. Oh, yeah, Avi Garcia. To me, the jury is highly out on Avisail Garcia. I'm never a fan. I don't think he has any power, not enough power to be in that position. 248-848-1130. Parker and the Man, back on the Fan. Detroit's 1130 WDFN.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Hey, Rob, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill. Come on, you ever been there before?
Are you kidding? You know where I was?
Where were you?
I was there yesterday.
I did talk to you there.
To watch Michigan. You know that, because when we talked, I had to step outside.
You were getting statistics from me, which I brought with me, which
yes,
we'll get to.
We'll get to those. And, yes, I was there. And, Mark, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill is the place to be for everything sports.
24 Seconds. I'm going to pick this one up.
Because
what? I love my craft beers, and I know that Bob does a great job with that. Many local craft beers, such as Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater, plus many other craft beers, I'm telling you, they got it there.
They sure do, Mark. And you know what? People had an easy way to get to the ballpark from there. You know, they just jumped on a shuttle. They have shuttles to different games, you know, during the course of the year, so that's always a great thing. But I should say, every seat is a great seat there, Mark, with great, great TVs, HD TVs all over the place.
And now that we're down to the Final Four, even though there's no MSU in Michigan, the March of Madness continues, and the Madness of March does too, with great drink specials all day, every day during the tournament, which, of course, comes to a crescendo this weekend.
And, Mark, they also have knockout food specials, like the homemade mac and cheese and the blackened tilapia.
Oh, so good.
It sure is, Mr. Food.
It's how sports were meant to be viewed. It's 24 Seconds Bar in Berkeley, 24secondsbar.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get 24 Second.
.753 Sports Night with Parker the Man, your iHeartRadio app. Go get that. You can hear us anywhere in the world. And, of course, streaming live. You can see us. Hi, we're waving to you now. Rob's not waving because he doesn't like to wave. Yeah,
no,
he's not
I am.
Waving.
I'm still waiting for my tape. Where's Matt? Is Matt in there?
Streaming live at ParkerTheMan.com.
I need some tape, black tape, because you know I always got the shirts on and stuff.
And the PremierSportsNetwork.com. PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. So two different ways, but the same fun, good-looking Parker and the Man, if you want to watch us. I'm just conscious of the fact that I got to do my hair and Make sure my shirt looks good. Not totally.
Do your makeup too? You all right?
I'll make up. You know what? I'm not going that far back into my TV days. Not going to do it.
I was talking about post TV days when you wore makeup.
Never did that either, my friend. Never did. One day I'm going to tell the story of how I did my makeup. I hope Mort Meisner's listening that day.
Makeup.
Can I do it real fast?
Go ahead.
Okay. I've never told this. So, Mort, I really do hope. You know, I'm a former news director at Fox, too.
I know Mort.
Okay. I figure you can't do anything about it now. They spent a lot of money bringing in this. I don't know if I should. A lot of money bringing in this group from Dallas called Maquillage to do our makeup. They wanted to show us how to do makeup properly. When I was at, you know.
I never had a makeup person at Fox,
Robin Manoogian. You know Robin at all?
She has the mansion over there.
Well, she's part of that family. Robin used to do our makeup on special occasions, but we did not have a makeup, dedicated makeup person. So we did our own makeup over all those years. And you look at Fox, I'm sure Sherry and Murray and Huell.
Even the women do their own makeup?
Yeah,
wow.
They did their own makeup. I go way back. I mean, Miami, all those places I worked at, everybody did their own makeup. But they brought this place to show us how to do it better. So they came in, they put us on the set. It was Rich Fisher. I don't know if Bill Bonds was there at the time, Jerry Hodak, and a bunch of us. We had to go through this seminar. And they're showing us how to put the makeup on. And it looked amazing. Like, I looked in the monitor, and I'm saying, wow, I haven't looked that good ever. I don't even look like me. I thought, that's fantastic.
That's why you look good.
Because they did it. Took an hour. So when they left you with like a bag of stuff. And they said, okay, now that you've seen it, go do it yourself. So the next day came, and Mort came in and said, oh, my God, you guys look amazing. Next day came, and I looked at it and went, there's no way I'm doing this. So I did I said, I had a plan. I did it the exact same way I always did it. This time I ran into his office and said, Mort, what do you think? He goes, looks amazing.
And that was it.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
It was exactly what I'd done the day before.
So you hadn't done it. You didn't make any changes.
Nope. I just got free makeup out of the deal, which I still needed, so I got the free makeup out of it.
Very nice.
But I never did another time. If he's listening, going, yeah, son of a.
Right. He's already saying, look at the money that Wilson wasted.
Right. We spent all that money on Maquillage coming in from Dallas to put the makeup on. By the way, if you want to see some of my television stuff, I got a Mark Wilson Fox 2 page on YouTube. You can see all my old Channel 2 stuff is all
wacky
on there.
Pieces wacky on there,
pieces,
too. Everything.
Anchor pieces. There's stuff with Grant Hill. There's Joe D when he was playing, who did a wacky piece with me. All sorts of stuff. Just go to YouTube. I need some more hits on this thing. Go to YouTube, type in Mark Wilson Fox 2 in your search bar, and you have hours of viewing pleasure.
And especially for the kids who don't remember that you were on
TV.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been a minute. So, you know, if you want to see, you know, how Willie Boy used to do the TV thing, you know, a little different
Very
than
good.
They do it today. But, you know, Dan Miller's been there now how long?
20 years?
No, not that long. 16, 17.
Wow.
You know, Woody's been there a long time now. Jennifer Hammer's been there. We brought Hammer on when I was still there, so he's probably been there 17 years. I would say Hammer's probably been at Fox 2 now.
That's unbelievable.
Jennifer's still doing the great job that she does.
When we started WDFM, Mark, when we started it 20 years ago.
She came from Chicago.
Yep, and she did.
She was at CLTV or something.
Yep, that's what she was doing, but she did updates. And it's funny, too, because people don't remember. Hammer had, when I was dating Pam Oliver, had her look at her tape. And Pam helped her out, and Mark, and then you hired her over at Fox 2.
Yeah, we got her tape, and I said, got to have her.
Yep.
What do we got to do? And I remember Robin Tracy was another one who really wanted. In fact, our first Fox 2 Football Sunday, which continues to this day, the first show we ever did, there was four people on the set. Do you want to guess who they were? You know it was me and Hammer.
Right.
Who were the other two?
I don't remember.
Eric Hipple was our football analyst.
Right.
Former Lion quarterback. And a guy used to sit in this room. Killer. Tom Kowalski.
Wow. The late.
Yeah. It was Tom, me, Hammer, and Eric Hipple.
Right.
It was the first ever
nice
Fox
diversity,
2
no color, but hey, you know, I understand.
No, but Levi Jack, no, we had plenty of guys on. We rotated.
No, I'm
those
just
guys.
I'm
Levi
just
Jackson was on. I think Lawrence Gaines.
Okay,
who I see to this day was part of that thing. Who else do we have on former Lions? We had some. We had very much flavor.
Okay? Very good.
Wasn't just
well.
A bunch
I expect
of,
that. I'm you know.
Wasn't just a bunch of vanilla on the set. Okay,
I just want to make sure.
I'm just telling you. All right, coming up. Look, we did the Tiger thing. Well,
one game in, 161 to go.
Where do you go?
A lot of stuff to come along, right?
Want to talk about? In fact, tomorrow we'll talk about Max Scherzer's first start on Wednesday. He goes against Vargas on Wednesday.
You know, I got a chance to chat with Max and stuff.
You talked to Max today.
He's ready to go. You know what I mean? He's put the whole contract thing behind him, Mark, and we'll get into that tomorrow. He's just ready to pitch and do his thing. He's excited about the season.
These are all 108 starts, by the way, through Sunday against the Orioles, and their first night game will be in Los Angeles next Tuesday against the Dodgers.
It makes sense. You know what? You can't have people sitting out there. The weather, once the sun goes down, So I got it.
Remember, though, when they would play the Angels first in Southern California before playing the Dodgers?
Well, you know, National League games all the time.
Yeah, interleague totally play started today. Started day one with the Phillies and the Rangers.
Yep.
So coming up, guess what we hit? A little Sparty and a little Michigan.
We'll talk about it. Hey, I told you, Tom Izzo. Let me tell you, Mark, I'm more confident today than ever. And I said this years ago.
Yes.
Tom Izzo
will never win another national championship.
Will never win another championship.
Will he ever even go back to the national
championship? And I'll tell you why coming up.
Oh, boy.
On Sports Night with Parker and the Man. I'm sorry.
We got a sports wrap coming up for you, too. 8 o'clock hour.
You got your panties in a bunch over
there. No, you know I don't, but I got some. I'm going to hit them.
What color of panties you got on?
That's right. You know it.
Oh, my God. The scourge of my life has returned. It's Sports Night with Parker the Man. 8 o'clock hour. Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.